Please be seated.
我们在祷告之前来复习一下我们查经的一段经文。
Before our prayer, let us review a passage that we had studied.
我们来看耶拿书的第一章。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter 1.
耶拿书的第一章十七节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 17.
耶拿书一章十七节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 17.
主安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
神安排鱼吞了约拿。
The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2 verse 10.
主吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
这个我们看到吞跟吐当中呢，就是第二章的一段约拿的祷告。
We can see between the swallowing and the vomiting, there was the prayer by Jonah.
人生有时候遇到一种两难之间。
Sometimes in life, we are sandwiched between two difficulties.
在这个时候啊，约拿这个想死也死不掉，又被吐又吐不出来。
At this time, Jonah could not die, and he also could not be vomited out of the fish.
在吞跟吐当中呢，借着祷告可以吐出来。
Between the swallowing and the vomiting, with prayer, he could be vomited.
借着祷告可以从被困当中得到自由。
Through prayer, we can actually be liberated.
借着祷告可以从问题当中得到解决。
Through prayer, we can be free of the problem.
所以今天我们为什么在这里这么重视祷告？
So this is the reason why we emphasize on prayers.
因为祷告是我们生命所有问题的答案。
Because prayer is the answer to all of our life problems.
那我们小弟也要来这边分享一下对耶拿祷告的一些感想。
I would also like to share with you some of my reflections on Jonah's prayer.
第一章我们看到约拿心很硬，他不想要祷告。
In chapter 1, we see that Jonah was very stubborn in not praying.
当风浪因着他的原因刮起的时候，个人都在祷告他们自己的神。
When there was a mighty tempest that took place, everyone was praying to the God.
但是一章五节说约拿下到底舱躺卧沉睡。
In chapter 1, verse 5, it says that Jonah had gone down into the deepest part of the ship and fell asleep.
他没有先祷告啊。
He did not have the heart to pray.
甚至后来被查出来说是因为他的关系。
It was even found out later that the tempest was due to him.
然后他还跟人家介绍说他是希伯来人，他的神是创造天地海的神。
He even introduced to others that he is a Hebrew and that his God is the God of heaven.
但是他也没有想要祷告来处理这个问题。
Yet he did not want to pray to resolve this.
人家问他怎么行的时候，
When others ask him what they shall do,
他应该也可以讲说你把船开回去就没事了。
He could have told them that if you turn the ship back, then this would have been okay.
可是他偏偏说你把我丢下去就没事了。
But instead, he asked them to throw him into the sea and things would come down.
这个我们中国话有一句话就是说，那个如果他其实想要为他的民族为因为一个人的牺牲来拯救他的民族了，他大概有这个意思。
He probably had in mind that by sacrificing himself, he could save his people.
所以那时候他有一种壮士的精神呢，风萧萧兮易水寒，壮士一去兮不复还。就是反正我就这样子下去反正我这样下去了什么事都解决了。
So he was probably thinking to himself that I will just sacrifice myself and everything will be fine.
我是在想说他被 丢到海里面去，那只鱼来了他应该看得到吧，除非他被冲昏了。
I'm thinking that when he was thrown into the sea, he probably could see the great fish coming unless he was dizzy.
有一位弟兄说他曾经潜过水啊。
I know of a brother who has done deep diving before.
他说有一只鱼啊，他在水里面看到真的像一台卡车一样那么大游过来，他赶快躲到岩石后边祷告。
He said that he saw this great fish coming like a truck, and he hid himself behind a a coral praying.
那如果约拿没有被冲昏哈，没有昏倒，然后看到鱼过来，也我看他也是不祷告了。
I'm thinking that even if Jonah was not dizzy, when he saw the fish coming, he probably still didn't pray.
直到他死不了又活不下去，他才要祷告了。
Until the point that he could not really live nor die, then he prayed.
他想说可能一死，我想啊。就死了就算了，怎么被吞进来也死不了呢？奇怪，怎么变这样
？I think what he was thinking is that it's strange that he was in the fish belly and yet he didn't die.
我想那个时候就是酷刑啊，应该空气也很少吧，应该真的也很臭啊，怎么又死不了？哎呀，这太难了。
I think that might be a very cruel imprisonment for him because there might not be a lot of air.But he was stuck inside the belly of a fish.
请问您什么时候才想要真正的祷告
？The question is then, when would you really pray?
有时候我们是在人常常是走投无路的时候才会拼命的祷告。
Sometimes it has to come to a dead end before we realize we have to pray.
有时候我们祷告不是因为我们比人家好。
Sometimes we pray not because we're better than others.
因为我们没有其他的选择。
It is because we don't have any other options.
我们在这边祷告，有时候不是因为我们比其他弟兄姐妹好。
We pray here not because we are better than other brothers and sisters.
因为我们被放在这个环境，这是一个很好的环境，弟兄姐妹影响我们，大家一起来祷告。
We are put in this environment so other brothers and sisters influence us to pray.
所以有时候神啊，因为我们硬心啊，就给我们放在一个环境影响我们，让我们不得不祷告。
When we are stubborn, God would put us in an environment so that we have to pray.
所以我们祷告不应该会有华丽赛人的心态，我们比人家好。
When we pray, we shouldn't have the heart of the Pharisees in thinking that we are better than others.
你看我们每天进食，人家都没有进食。
When we look at ourselves, I'm fasting, and others do not fast.
你看我们为主耶稣受苦，住在这么难的环境，人家都没有。
We are suffering for God, living in such a condition, but others are not.
其实我们是比人家蒙受更多的福气。
But in actuality, we are receiving more blessing than others.
所以我们有时候常常在问一个问题说回去我怎么样能够继续保持祷告的生活。
We ask ourselves the question, when we go back, how shall we maintain this life of prayer?
我没有 NATS 这种环境。
We don't have the environment of the NATS anymore.
我们要去创造一个环境。
We should then create the environment.
你的地方教会有没有什么人可以跟你一起祷告？
Are there others in your local church who can pray with you?
就像有一个地方教会，他们现在每天晚上九点钟，一些工人就一起祷告。
Just like there's a local church where all the workers would pray together at 9 p.m. every night.
你跟一些圣经上跟我们讲哦，要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
The Bible tells us that we need to flee youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness with those who pray out of a pure heart.
就是要跟一些倾心祷告主的人，你的生命当中有没有那一种倾心祷告主的人跟你一起呢
？So are there those people who can really pray out of a pure heart with you.
我们来读第二章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 1 and 2.
约拿在一腹中祷告主他的神说我遭遇患难求告主你就应允我我从阴间的深处呼求你就伏听我的声音请读第二节。
Verse 2. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction and he answered me.Out of the belly of Sheol, I cry, and you heard my voice.
这个约拿祷告有一个很大的特色，就是他相信神应许他，而且神已经俯听他的声音。
One major characteristic of his prayer is that God already heard him and heeded his prayer.
他很有信心在祷告。
He was with faith.
这个有时候人很难想象哈。
This is sometimes very hard to imagine.
本来什么都放弃了，什么都没有在祷告，第一章都没有在祷告。
He already had given up, and he did not pray in chapter one.
但是那一祷告啊，他就生发出祷告的信心了。
But as soon as he prayed, he had the prayer of faith.
为什么我们有时候祷告常常没有功效
Why is it that our prayers are often ineffective?
因为缺少一份信心呢。
Because we lack faith.
你看主耶稣在让拉萨路复活的时候，主耶稣怎么说的？
When Jesus was resurrecting Lazarus, what did he say?
他说父啊，我已经知道你已经听我了。
He said, Father, I know you have already heard me.
你也常常听我。
And you have often heard me.
我们有没有这个信心知道说，你没有讲之前，你就知道主耶稣已经听你了。
Do we have the faith that even before we speak, that the Lord Jesus had heard us?
那其实这个不是我们自己有的信心啊。
This is not really the faith we have on our own.
信心其实是从神来的。
Faith is really from God.
所以提摩太前书一章十四节，保罗讲说，感谢神，神赐给他有信心跟爱心。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14, Paul said that he thanked God for giving him his faith.
所以我们祷告需要有信心，我们常常祷告没有蒙垂听，是因为我们缺乏信心。
When we pray, we need to have faith, and a lot of times, this is really the problem.
那我没有信心，就是因为常常就是缺乏神加在我们心中的那份信心。
When we don't have effective prayer, it's because we lack that faith from God.
所以我觉得我们要常常祈求神啊，求你加添我的信心。
So I feel that we need to pray to God to increase our faith.
有一次啊，我一个台湾来的传道到我们这边来帮忙工作。
One time, we have a visiting minister from Taiwan helping with the Holy Work here.
我跟他握手啊。
I was shaking his hand.
怎么发现到他手指头少了一根呢？
I realized then that he doesn't have one finger.
那后来他就见证他小时候怎么样被百步蛇咬到他的手指。
He then testified how he was being bitten by a very poisonous snake as a kid.
怎么样祷告神帮助他。
And how he prayed to God to help him.
他的见证啊，有一次啊，他让一个死人复活，他帮一个死的人祷告，他复活了。
In one of his testimonies, he testified that when he prayed for someone who had died, that person resurrected.
我就问他一个问题啊。
So I asked him that question.
我说传道啊，你说奉耶稣的名你起来啊，你不会想到说万一他不起来怎么办？
Saying when you say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you rise up. What if that person does not rise up?
弟兄姐妹都在看着你啊。
All the brothers and sisters are looking at you.
他说没有想过这个问题耶，就是一个意念，奉耶稣的名你起来，就是起来了。
He said he didn't even think about that. In his mind, he was just having this thought that he should say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, rise up.
这个信心从神来的啦。
This faith is from God.
有一次我跟一个常常去非洲的同工也在聊天。
One time, I was conversing with a coworker who goes to Africa often.
他说有一个富贵的洗礼了。
He shared that there was a person who was demon possessed who got baptized.
起来的时候呢，那个鬼就是没有走啊。
And when that member came up out of the water, the demon was still in him.
他那个传道分享，他说也不晓得为什么，他就跑去他的妈妈，就直接跟他讲说，拿出来，把你的东西通给我拿出来。
He said he didn't know why, but he went to the mother saying, take it out, take it out.
妈妈都吓一跳，拿什么？
The mother was shocked. What do I take out?
你的偶像，你家里的偶像，你身上的偶像，通通拿出来。
Your idol, the idols that are at your home, take all of them out.
我问他说，你怎么知道他有？
I asked him, how do you know she has these?
他说我不知道啊，我就觉得这样子我就做啦。
He said, I do not know, but this is how I felt, and so that's what I did.
这个就是神给人的信心，一个意念，一个信心，就是那个时候圣灵就告诉你该怎么做。
This is the faith that is from God, and this is a thought from God himself.
但是我们常常祈求主耶稣加添我们信心啊。
We often pray to God to increase our faith.
那信心到最后你懂得交托。
At the end, with this faith, you know how to entrust.
我们这次传道的训练，有个传道做一个见证，我们那个minister's workshop.
This time during our minister workshop, there was a testimony.
那个传道说呢，哎呀，他的女儿刚生一个儿子啊，那老公啊，刚生一个孩子啊，他的老公，女儿的老公呢，因为他祖母有问题，又会回到台湾，所以女儿一个人照顾一个新生的跟另外一个孩子。
The minister shared that his daughter had just given birth to a young kid, and the son-in-law had to return to take care of something for the grandma.
那个他就打电话问候他女儿啊。
So he called the daughter up.
小朋友乖不乖啊？
How is the young child?
说爸爸，你要帮我祷告。他昨天哭到十二点才睡觉。
The daughter said to him, the son cried until midnight last night. Please pray for me.
好，帮你祷告哈。
So the minister said, yes, I'll pray for you.
第二天再打回去。
The second day he called again.
爸爸怎么你越祷告越糟糕，昨天哭到一点才睡觉。
And the daughter said, Dad, what are you doing with your prayer? The child cried until 1 a.m. last night.
我们继续祷告。
So we'll pray together more.
结果第三天打，两点才睡觉。
The third night,The child cried until 2 a.m.
他就在想，哎，怎么这样？
So he was thinking, why is it like this?
怎么越祷告越糟糕呢？
Why is it the more we pray, the worse it gets?
主耶稣突然给他一个想法。
Then all of a sudden, the Lord Jesus gave him this thought.
什么叫做交托？
What does it mean to entrust?
交托就是主耶稣所做的都是对的。
The entrustment means whatever the Lord does is right.
这个小朋友需要哭运动，给他去哭啊。
This child needs to have the exercise of crying.
这个越哭长得越好。
So let the child cry and the child will grow healthily.
他就交托了，不烦恼了。
So he said he entrusted and he did not worry anymore.
交托不烦恼，还是继续祷告啊。
He still prayed.
隔天再打电话去，今天怎么样？哭到三点。
And then the next day, he called again and the daughter said the child cried until 3 a.m.
感谢主，可是已经交托了。
He said, thank God, I already entrusted.
不烦恼了。
I do not worry anymore.
再打，晚上就是睡得很好，什么九点到五点吧，就是一觉到天亮了。
One more call, the child was able to sleep through the night.
所以什么叫交托？
So what does it mean to entrust?
就是真的有时候你眼睛看的好像不好，但你知道神不会做错。
That is, when your eyes see that it may not be good, but you do what is good.
真正信心到最后就是你眼睛看到的好像不好，但你相信神的旨意原来是好的。
With faith, you are really able to see that, you are really able to experience that what you see may be bad,But what God has prepared is really good.
约拿他祷告，他觉得神就应允我，就俯听我的祈求。
Jonah felt that God had already answered his prayer.
但是祷告另外一个特色，我们来读第二章第四节。
Another characteristic of his prayer is in chapter 2, verse 4.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
我说，我从你的眼前被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
Then I said, I've been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
他被赶走了，被神赶走了，被驱逐了。
He had been cast out by God.
其实是他自己离开神了。
But he actually left God himself.
但是神逼他，让他遇到一个进退不得的两难之间呢。
But God put him in a situation where he cannot go forward or backward.
有时候我们在两难之间呢，很痛苦的时候。
Sometimes when we are between two difficulties in great pain,
我们有时候会选择放弃。
We might choose to give up.
就像约伯的太太说，你咒诅神死了算了，反正我现在已经到这个地步了，我就咒诅神，我死了算了。
Just like Job's wife who said to him, just curse God and die.
但是他那个时候他的心不是这样子的，他说我虽然是这样子的被你好像抛弃了，但是我还是要继续的仰望你的慈爱。
But that was not what was in Job's heart. He felt that even though it seems like God had left him, but he will rely on God.
弟兄姐妹，当你在最困难的时候，你选择什么？
Brothers and sisters, when you are in the most difficult situation, what do you choose?
有一天，如果你会接到教会把你除名了，你选择什么？
One day you may find that the church excommunicates you. What do you do?
你还仰望吗？
Do you still hope?
第一天呢，我们祷告后有个姐妹在这边分享。
On the first day, there was a sister who shared during the prayer session.
她说她来到教会，觉得她已经不属于这个团体了。
She said even though she was in the church, she did not feel like she was part of the body.
我在想，她的心可能已经觉得说，真的离神的国家已经很远了啦。
I'm thinking that she probably felt very distant from God's kingdom.
但是她没有放弃啊。
But she did not give up.
光祷告一个睡觉，可以睡一点点，她就觉得神已经听她祷告了。
After prayer, she could sleep a little bit. She already felt that God heeded her prayer.
那她的生命的那种神的恩典就从那一点点过来，越来越多。
And her grace from God started from there, bit by bit.
所以我们有时候我们所爱的人，我们本身。我们遇到这样的情况，我们要选择不要放弃。
When we encounter this kind of situation, we need to choose to not give up.
因为有时候你放弃了，你还有路可以走吗？
Sometimes if we give up, Do we really have any other way?
没有神，你人生还剩下什么？
If we do not have God, what else do we have?
所以我们要继续仰望神。
So we need to continue to hope in God.
但这里特别谈到仰望神的圣殿。
It says here that he will look again toward his holy temple.
这个耶拿的祷告当中啊，对神的圣殿啊，这个神同在的地方呢，啊，特别有一个想法。
In Jonah's prayer, he has a special thinking towards the place of God's dwelling.
你看二章的七节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 7.
我的心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念主，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple.
这个他的祷告词特别得到，不但仰望圣殿，到最后他的祷告可以进入到神的圣殿。
In his prayer, he not only looked toward God's temple, but his prayer went into God's temple.
他明明在鱼的肚子里面呢。
He was in the fish belly.
但是他想念神，他那种很专心的，很诚心的，他觉得他的灵魂好像，我的祷告，他的心已经在神的圣殿里面了。
But he was really wishing for God, and his heart was in God's temple.
那今天呢，其实在旧约的观念里面，这个神的殿就是万国祷告的殿，神的殿就是诗平安的地方。
In the Bible, we can see that the temple of God is really the place of prayer for all nations, and it is the place of God's abiding.
以色列人的观念就是，只要你有什么事情，到神的殿来祷告，神一定会听你的。
The concept of the Israelite is that whatever issues they have, as long as they went to the temple to pray, God would heed them.
因为这个是神答应所罗门的。
Because this is what God promised Solomon.
当所罗门献殿的时候，他跟神说。
When Solomon dedicated the temple, he.
无论我们这里国家有什么天灾人祸，有什么疑难杂症，任何人到你的殿来祷告，请你垂听。
He asked God, no matter what.Problems we encounter, no matter what people ask, if they come to this temple to pray, please heed our prayers.
甚至有两个人吵架不晓得怎么办的时候，来到圣殿祷告，也请你解决他们的问题。
Even when two are quarrels and have no way of resolving, and they come to the temple to pray, please help them resolve.
所以任何问题只要到圣殿祷告都没有问题啊。
So regardless of what the problem is, they can just come to the temple to resolve.
那后来神跟所罗门显现的时候
，Later on when God appeared to Solomon,
神答应他
God.Promised him.
他说我的眼睛我的心都会在这里跟这个圣殿同在。
He said, my eyes and my heart will be here.
说实话我读那句话我真的很感动啊。
When I read that verse, I was very touched.
你可以想象吗？神的眼睛神的心就在这里啊。
Can you imagine God's eyes and heart are here?
那当然我们在新约这个殿已经是我们集在一起就是一个圣殿了。
In the New Testament, where we gather together is the temple.
不是这个建筑物本身而已啦。
It is not just about this physical building.
所以我们也有个观念，耶稣说：“你在我里面有平安。”这个教会就是永生神的家。
So we need to have the concept that when Jesus is in us, we have peace, and the church is really God's house.
所以我们任何疑难杂症，我们只要进到耶稣基督里面，虽然世上有苦难，我们一定有平安。
So as long as we enter into Jesus Christ, even we have the greatest of difficulty in the world, we shall have peace.
所以在神的殿里面祷告啊，你会看到神的荣耀啊。
When we pray in the temple of God, we shall see His glory.
因为这是神的居所啊。
Because this is His dwelling place.
这是永生神的家。
This is the house of the everlasting God.
所以我们要拿出信心，知道神在这边听我们的祷告。
We need to bring out our faith to know that God will listen to our prayers.
虽然我们从这边离开了，回到自己的家里面。
And when we leave here to go home,
当我们要记得，当我们两三个弟兄姐妹在一起，我们就是神的教会。
We need to remember that as long as two or three of us gather together in God's name, this is God's house.
我们在一起祷告，神就会听啊。
And when we pray together, God will listen.
小弟在牧会过程当中呢，有一些观察。Missionary, 我的 pastoral.
During my pastoral work, I have some observations.
我常常看到有一些祷告团契啊，在一些地方教会被组织起来。
I see that there are prayer fellowship groups that were organized at some local churches.
你正看到神的恩典在他们当中啊。
And we can see the grace of God upon them.
小弟到一个地方教会去。
One time I went to a local church.
只有一个，那里分成好几区啊，只有一个区呢，他们聚在一起，一个小时，他们做什么呢？
There were several areas, but there was one particular group that gathered together, and what did they do?
他们就是读半个小时的圣经，祷告半个小时。
They would read the Bible for half an hour, followed by praying for half an hour.
他们就这样一直做，做了一段时间。
And they kept doing that for a period of time.
就会直到恩典就借着他们啊临啊神的恩典就借着他们呢啊临到弟兄姐妹当中啊，临到教会里面了。
And we witnessed that the grace of God came upon the brothers and sisters.
那是我小弟就发觉到，什么那一段时间呢？所有教会的受洗的都是从那一区过来的。
I realized then that all the newly baptized were from that group.
所以我们聚在一起的祷告，神会决定呢，这是神的应许啊。
The prayer we have as a group gathered together would be listened to by God.
更何况是在这里祷告呢？
And all the more praying together here.
所以如果约拿在鱼肚子里面都渴望他的祷告可以进到神的圣所。
If Jonah had already wished for his prayer to be heard by God in the fish's belly,
更何况我们现在是在神的圣所呢？
We need to think all the more while we are in the holy place of God.
所以我们要借着，我们要有信心。
Therefore, we must have faith.
神的眼睛，神的心就在我们当中。
God's eyes and heart are among us.
你想要在被困当中得自由吗？
Do we want to be free from our bondage?
你想要在问题当中得到解决，得到答案吗？
Do we want our problems to be resolved?
你想要在吞吐当中得到释放吗？
Do you want to be free from vomiting or from swallowing?
那我们用心到前面来祷告。
Let us, with a heart, come forward to pray.